In today's episode, we have the podcaster, book author, and mindset coach, Özlem Özkan. Welcome, everyone, to The Unconventionals, a podcast where I have conversations with people who have made their way in life through unconventional ways. Each episode, we learn about the lifestyles, challenges, and mindset that led these people to where they are today. My name is Javier Aguilar, talking to you from Hong Kong, and the podcast starts now. All right, let's go. Today, I've got a very interesting person here with me to join. Her name is Özlem Özkan. Welcome, Özlem.
Thank you so much, Javier, for having me.
My pleasure. You're in Amsterdam right now, right?
Yes.
Nice. I think we met almost 4 years ago. We were both living in Denmark back then, working in the same company. But there's been a lot of things going on in the past few years for you. I know you have an amazing podcast going on, which I'd like to talk to you about. And I encourage everybody to follow and to listen to. And I don't know if I ever told you, but I think it has been the inspiration for me to actually start this podcast of my own.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. And then you published a book recently, The Student, I think it's called. You also have a coaching business going on. You just started, decided to go on all the way entrepreneurial. So I don't even know where to start, to be honest. I have got so much going on that, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. You know, actually, let's start actually how we met. We met in Denmark, 2017, and we were living in the same apartment building. I think you were living on the third floor. I was living on the second.
Exactly.
And you came 1 year after me into Denmark. And, you know, I didn't know you that much. And I gave, I think, a presentation to the new employees of the company Bestseller, where we were working for. And there I met you. And I remember that I gave you the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Do you remember? I remember. I think it was January, and it was our birthday, right?
January 26th.
And mine is January 27th.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were celebrating it together in the basement of the building, right?
And that's the day you gave it to me, or I gave it back to you. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that. But then I thought, okay, this guy is also a freak like me in self-development, self-growth. But yeah, I was living back then in Denmark. Originally, I am from the Netherlands, born and raised here, but my parents are Turkish. So I grew up with two cultures, the Turkish and Dutch. Although my whole family, they live in Belgium, Germany, France. So each time I had my cousins over from these countries, I was used to hear different languages and cultures. I grew up with all different cultures around me. So I have actually a teaching background. That's what I studied. But you nowadays, studies at universities, how much do they matter? Do I ask myself actually sometimes? Although I've been trained as a teacher and a pedagogue. But you know, I want to do a switch in career. I want to go into business because that's also really what I like a lot. I like growing. And this was only six years ago or something like that. And, you know, there are many people around me who are like, hey, you studied this. This is a block. Don't go. Continue with your career. You worked at international schools abroad.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm a very strong-willed person. And I thought like, yeah, but I want to do it. So let me just apply for jobs. And many jobs, many companies, they rejected me because of my background in another industry.
Yeah.
And the Bestseller in Denmark, they really believed actually in the backpack I was bringing. So I started working there. And but I knew that was the funny. I really believe in the law of attraction.
Yeah.
And for some people, that's God. For me as well, actually. For some people, it's quantum. For some people, it's other thing. But if you really want something, if you put it out there, it will happen. It's not happening like, hey, now I want this and it comes to you. But the universe shows you opportunities, possibilities, and you need to just grab it. That's the whole thing. But I knew before I started working in business, after I do that, I will combine my teaching and coaching skills together with business. I don't know how it looks like, but I will eventually do it. So after Bestseller, I wanted to start for myself. And when I was working in business, I really missed connection with any product. Although I love Bestseller, I did not really identify myself with clothes. I felt I don't do something that I help people with.
Okay, it didn't resonate with you.
Yes. Indeed. Many people might feel like my passion is fashion, so it resonates. But for me, it wasn't like that. I love it when I see people growing, learning, struggling and growing. And so I came back from the travel I thought, I'm going to start now for myself. How does that look like, Özlem? Do you have a product? You know, people ask me these questions.
Yeah. So when was this?
This was in 2020, Jen. 1.5 years ago.
1.5 years ago. That you were still working for the corporate in a business and you were like, I don't feel like this represents me, what I can offer, who I am. I need to do something else.
Honestly saying, Javier, I wanted to do it since I was 20, but I was too scared. I never wanted to take the leap. Yeah. I was just scared. But after the corporate, I worked for a startup of bestseller. And after that, I thought, look, I need to do it now. I just need to do it now. If I don't do it now, I won't ever do it. Okay. Because I also started writing a book during that time because it did not, the company itself did not fill my purpose. I did not feel fulfilled. I was like, I need to do something that is coming from my heart.
But I feel like a lot of people might think that way, but what I don't find so common is that somebody actually says, I need to do it now. Like the urgency that you gave yourself to do the transition, I feel like that's where a lot of people struggle, myself included, in many things. Yeah. That moment of, all right, no, I have to do it now, because these things, they normally don't have a deadline.
Yeah.
So what do you think you did differently to put yourself that deadline to be like, no, it is now and I'm doing this no matter what?
So I found out that I had a lot of limiting beliefs about myself, self-limiting beliefs. You know, I was yelling like, hey, I want to do this, but I never did it until I realized when I went inwards, like, hey, I am scared to put myself out there. What if people do not like it? What I will get rejected, you know, because you're also not selling a product from a company, but you are selling your own products and yourself, you know, which is made by you. When your book is out, published, there are people, there are critics out there, which is normal. It's not for everybody, right? But this was a process of 5 or 6 years that, you know, I am in self-development since maybe 10 years, but I did many courses and it was a process of layer by layer by layer, peeling off my fear and my limiting beliefs. I was thinking I'm not capable. I was thinking I have studied education and pedagogy. I'm not capable to build a business. I was thinking I'm a woman. Even though, you know, I might think now that's, can I say this? I don't know. That's bullshit. You know, women and men are equal. But in my subconscious, the way I grew up, I have realized that I'm a woman. Who am I to build this business?
Yeah.
But I had to really be totally honest with myself and look inside of myself, not look for answers from you, from others, from Seth Godin, from, I don't know, any other people or books. No, in me. The books could help me to look in me.
Yeah.
The courses could help me to look in me, but I had to do the emotional labor.
Yeah. I have experienced the same situation, especially starting to launch the podcast. I found a lot of resistances. I mean, I'm lucky that I found myself with the self-development enough to push through. But then it was hard. And I think it was also for you. Was the podcast the first thing that you put something out there?
So I released first the podcast, but I was prior the podcast already writing the book.
Okay.
But I did not release it. I didn't have the guts to release it. I was going there slowly. And then the podcast workshop, it was not an online course, but a workshop where you had to do the work. You have done it too. Yes. You really had to put every day something out there. And you know, we call it in Dutch, like be in your naked butt. You know, I'm here. And then, but luckily the Akimbo community is so generous and honest and friendly that they don't say like, hey, this doesn't look good, but have you thought about this? What about this? How can we help you here?
It's an amazing platform to to do the little steps that get you far. But did you also have that feeling in the days prior releasing your first episode, you know, that resistance was still going on, or you were still postponing the date? That happened to me. I postponed it for another week and I'm like, what am I doing? Just put it out there.
So, you know, I would say for everyone that is listening here now, with every resistance we are having, we all have it. You know, I have published all these things. I still have resistances in me. There is something that you can learn about yourself. Definitely. You know, there's something underneath. And I had made 10 episodes for my bridging podcast, which I did not publish. I was like, okay, it's coming. So everyone published. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to now publish. I was scared for the commitment. Like, oh my God, how is this going to look like? And all. And then I just did it. So, but yeah, I had definitely resistances. I think the biggest difference between people that do it and don't do it, the similar things is they both have fear most of the time. But the one that does it although there's fear, you know? And the other person says like, I'm fearful, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. I'm not now, you know, some people say you are fearless. Hell no, I'm not fearless. But, you know, still with every episode, I'm like, okay, it's just getting out there. Did I listen very well to it? Is it good? Luckily, I work with now a post-production, very good engineer. So he does it for me. But yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Not an easy topic, but as you said, you've been kind of working on it for many years. So little by little, layer by layer, it pays off, right?
Yeah, I think this is, you know, the whole, we talk a lot about journey, but it is like accumulation of many moments. And I would say for an entrepreneur, it's the accumulation of many moments in the unknown really gives you wisdom. But accumulation of many, many moments of the unknown, you know, put podcast out. How are people going to react? Unknown.
Yeah.
How are they? Do they like my voice? You know, I used to not like my voice. I was like, hey, do I have a good voice? Is it too high or too low or whatever? And then my book, how will people react? Unknown. Then the coaching. What kind of coach will I be? Now the workshops. Yeah. How are people going to react? Is it going to work? I have no idea too. I believe in it, but you know, you need to, Seth Godin has a really nice saying, creative work counts when you create and ship. If you do not ship, it does not count. You can put, you know, all your writings, you know, I'm writing since I was a very small child, but I never put it out there. Never, ever. Until I published the book.
Yeah.
I even did not ever do a blog post. Never.
Okay. So we're at a point about a year and a half ago, you know, and you make this conscious decision that you want to do something else, that you want to, you know, deliver something else to the world. And you started doing, you're already on the process of reading a book, you are already on the process of writing a book, working on launching your podcast. So you know you want something, you get an idea in your head. But what's that idea and has that changed in this past year and a half?
Yeah.
How is that process?
So actually there were two Özlems in my head. There wasn't one, maybe even more. One Özlem that thought about, hey, listen, you already lived in Istanbul, in Denmark. Now you're back in the Netherlands. You have to just settle, just get a job full time. You can get highly paid and buy a house. Really, you know, this Özlem was very strong there. And just do like normal people in my mind was like go on holidays every year, 4 weeks off, this and that. And there was this other Özlem, actually still the little child Özlem, which would really want to help people in their growth process, whatever growth process is for them. But I was like, you know, but how am I going to do this? You know, am I going to get paid? How is this going to happen? What am I going to do? How is this going to look like? You know, this Özlem that wanted to do that, but with a lot of doubts.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I now do the first thing, the first Özlem, will I be a happy person after 5 years? And I see that I all have these things. I was like, no, I won't. And it is different than maybe 95% of my friends back then. They are still my friends, but I also developed new friends in my, now my surrounding is a lot of entrepreneurs I have around me.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? And I have this big desire, big passion for self-growth. I'm just going to start. And luckily enough, because of my experience, I could do freelance projects. And I started the podcast. And with the podcast, you know, I started developing my interview skills, finding people skills. And really also, I got better in going back to my vision. What did I want? I want to grow people. Okay. And then from there, the book came. The book was finished. And, you know, I got a lot of rejection letters from the UK agents, US agents, and also from the Dutch because it's written in English.
Okay.
And I thought, but I still want to publish. So I did self-publishing via first Amazon, then via printing house in the Netherlands. And now it's in all online bookshops in the Netherlands,
wow,
which was a long way. And I just really want to say I cried a lot during this time. Don't think like, please. But I came across, I love that. I like the struggle. You know, think about, for example, I was fasting in Ramadan that you can't eat all day long. You know, it's like, oh, you want to eat, you want to drink, but at the end, at 9 o'clock, you just get two pieces of bread and you're like, oh, I'm so happy. You know, that feeling, I like that with entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because my vision was very clear, growing people, things started coming, opportunities started coming to my side. You know, I had Seth Godin on my podcast, the Bridging podcast. It happened. And that happened. And then after Seth, other guests came easier. You know, people started asking, do you want to coach me? And then the coaching business came. And now, you know, because I trust myself a lot, I can put myself out there. Let me do it. I'm kind of the savior, right? You know, but I overworked a lot because, you know, the whole podcasting from pre-production till post, I did it myself. The book publishing, from writing the book till publishing, I did it myself. The coaching part, from the website till the end, I did myself. And now I'm outsourcing many things because I'm like, I'm not a goal which is the best at web development, technical.
But that's also smart, right? But once you realize what you're good at and what you are maybe not so good at and somebody can do faster and better, that's when you start, like splitting the work and organizing better.
Yeah, I think many entrepreneurs in the beginning, they struggle with that, including myself, you know, especially the first year. There are so many things on your task that you really need to learn as soon as possible to prioritize. I used to not like people which said, listen, I have only 45 minutes, then I have to go. I'm like, yeah, but you know, no, I understand that. I became like that. You know, I also plan things for spontaneous things, moments, but I'm super organized with prioritizing, turning off my phone, which why I was not, you know, planning my quarterly, my monthly, my weekly, and then my day, and then taking off social media or not. I have moments that I leave myself with social media. Okay, I can use it a lot, but then I can be super rigid in it because there are so many tasks you have to do, which you create yourself, by the way. There's no one, you can sleep all day. No one is going to ask you. You're not working for a company that someone expects a meeting. No, you organize the meetings. You have to show up. You have to lead other people.
Makes sense. And now you just said lead other people. And with the coaching, in a way, it's about inspiring, leading, or at least guiding people in the right direction, right? But for people who've looking for getting a coach or who maybe don't even know the value of a coach, how do you think you can help them?
Yeah. So, you know, every time my friends, everyone said like, you have to do coaching, you have to do coaching. I was like, no, this is nothing for me and all. And I worked with many coaches. I had myself many, many coaches.
Okay, so you've been coached before.
I have been coached many times by a variety of people. I was like, hey, I see Javier doing this. And I just asked Javier, can you coach me on making a podcast? Because you did it. And I work with people that walk the talk, not with people that knew it, but didn't do it. But that's the way I like to be coached. So, you know, there were a lot of people asking me, so you're really good at reaching your goals. You set up a goal and you don't know how to get there. You change from education to business, fashion business. How do you do that? You say, oh, you do a podcast. How do you get Seth Godin on it? You say, I'm going to write a book. How do you even publish the book? And it's all now international. So, and I was like, hey, I really need to help people of how to do it too. You know, I call my coaching transformational and mindset coaching. I'm looking at the mindset of people. So, and actually they do the emotional labor and I support them. And what we basically do, I offer packages of 5 coaching sessions where we look first at your blueprint. Like we look at the wheel of your life, like in different areas that you feel actually maybe a little bit weak, maybe strong in it. And we look at your belief system. What kind of beliefs do create actually those things that you're experiencing? And then I coach you on techniques, how you can let go of those beliefs and start creating empowering beliefs, which will lead you towards the direction of your goal. Does this make sense?
Yeah, for sure. I was actually about to ask you regarding examples because, yeah, what's going on inside our brains that actually stop us from doing what we want?
Yeah. So maybe, you know, maybe to be clear also for your audience, let's talk about what is actually a belief. You know, our whole life is based on beliefs. Like you learn things from your parents, from the school system, from your friends, neighborhoods, you grew up, the culture. And for example, if I have learned like raise your hand and ask your question, you know, that my belief could be I need to be polite. And in order to be polite, I can't say what I want to say, for example, can be a belief. Or like you can say, I'm confident. That's a belief. You can also say, I'm super, I think I'm not lovable. That can be also a belief. And there are many beliefs that we already know that create the reality we are experiencing. But there are also a lot of beliefs in our subconscious that we actually are not aware of. Think about the tip of an iceberg. At the top, maybe 5 or 10%, we know our beliefs. But underneath, there are so many, many, many things. But if you have the right coach asking you the right questions, which I actually do to my students, I don't answer for them. They come up with their belief system and they learn more about their belief system. For example, I was coaching students from I don't say a country, but from the Middle East. And studying medicine, a lot of stress, overwhelmed and all. So we look like what is happening exactly in her that she experiences this. So she had beliefs like, I am not perfect. I want to be perfect. I am stupid. Even someone that is studying medicine had a limiting belief. I am stupid. She didn't know it this way, but by asking more and more questions, she comes down. We are not doing here like a therapy session or something. It's asking the right questions. And when she also actually realized, you know, our brain has many thoughts during the day. It's coming up and going. Even though we are talking now, I might think, hey, I need to do the laundry or whatever. Yeah, maybe you think other things. And we can use to follow a thought or we can use to observe a thought as a thought. And what happens is a thought turns into a belief and a belief creates an emotion, an action, and then our reality.
So thoughts are the trigger of our ending action through beliefs.
Indeed. That's the whole thing. But if you realize when you have a belief of I'm not enough, I would say, tell me, how do you prove that you are not enough? And then you will see the student getting many examples of the life, like my mom told me that, or, you know, I was working in the grocery store and my boss told me you're not good enough, or I don't know, in different areas, because that's the experience they are had. But is it really true or is it only a belief? Like why do you hold on to them? Why not creating the universe works in my favor? things always work out for me. I am good as I am.
Mm.
These are beautiful belief systems. So with the student, we go through a belief system, create new empowering beliefs. I teach other techniques too for that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of five sessions, the students works more towards the goals and even achieve the goals. But because I'm one person, you know, I cannot coach everyone. I can only take a limited of people. We will start June 7th. A workshop about transforming and growth.
Okay.
It's a transformation and growth workshop, a structured four-week development program, self-development program. And during the workshop, mm-hmm. you will transform and grow in an area you care about. So if you want to make podcasts, you work on that topic.
Okay.
If you want to have a stable relationship with someone, you will work on that topic. If you want to move to another country, you work on that topic.
Mm.
And it is a cohort-based learning. So it is learning with people from all over the world, peer-to-peer learning, where I'm actually the teacher, but you get feedback from also other students.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, 18 days, you get every day an assignment and you create and ship the work.
Yeah.
And at the end of the 4 weeks, you become a person that is using her or his own power to create, lead, and make change happen. So you just get more self-confident of creating what you mm-hmm. want. So you will also lead by example and inspire others, because people will see, what did you actually do that you are so looking inside and changing from the inside out, and you will create the reality you want. I say I'm a teacher, but I'm actually more a coach there. Again, I ask you the questions and you answer.
Mm. That sounds fantastic. Where can people find that actually if they're interested in enrolling?
Yes, it starts June 7th. It is a four-week program. They can go to my website, ozkanozlem.com/go.
I would also put that in the link. No, no worries.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for anybody interested, just click in the link and check it out. And you'll be doing more in the future as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We will, this in June, this will be the first cohort. And then we will do a pause in July. And in August or September, we start a new cohort. And again, you know, people just heard I did a podcast, I made a book. I also start just this now. And we will see how it goes.
Exactly.
There was a lot of effort. I think it's very important for people to distinguish between, let me just do something and put it out there. It's not like that. You know, we worked so hard on creating the whole workshop, the right workshop with the vision, again, growing people and transforming the way they want to transform to. And then you ship it.
For sure. Wow. It's really inspiring to listen to you, because you might not even realize, but all the mindset that you have and how you set up a goal, and you look so determined.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this, Javier. But I actually would like to give you listeners something.
Please.
If they really want to be determined on their goals, you know, usually goals are very masculine. Business goals, money goals. It can be that, but it can be anything. Maybe you just want to be a more healthy human being. What I would say, if I can say a few things, what they can do, please sit still for a moment and write down, what do you really feel? Not with your head, but with your heart. What do I feel? Am I happy? And if not, why? What's happening inside of me? What do I really want? What is my purpose? Write these things down. And after you have written that down, create affirmations that will support and empower these things. If you want to live a healthy life, write down, I'm a healthy daughter. I'm a healthy partner. I contribute my fullest to the world. And repeat them to yourself, not in the mind, but from the heart. Feel it. Feel it that you are worthy to do that. That you're a great daughter. That you're a great partner. That you enjoy healthy food. That you love exercising. You know, you can have the best worst day ever. When you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, just lay down in your bed, say these things to you. And even first, you won't believe it maybe, but the more you repeat it to yourself, the more it becomes your reality. everything is a habit that says turned into habit because you did it again, again, and again, and again.
That's so true. I also have a diary that I try to write in the mornings and before going to bed, and it does make a difference.
Yeah, that's a very good one. What do you have written in it? I'm curious. I told my things. What do you have written?
It's actually the type of diary that it tells you what is the purpose of the day, three things you are grateful for, three things that you want to get done today. And then at the end of the day, in the same page, you fill up the second part of it, which is, what have you accomplished today? What are the three best things that happened to you? And then a purpose for the next day. It just helps you. It takes 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute at night. It just helps you to do a quick summary of the day, focusing on the important things, on being grateful, on your goals. And you just go to bed with the good thoughts, and you wake up also with the right mindset.
Yeah, very, very, very good one. And you know, many books, self-help books, write this down too, but there are not that much people that also walk the talk, practice what they have read. And in actually the whole workshop, there are no lectures. You will do the work. These things, what you said, like similar to that, for 18 days, we will do it. You will sit down and say what you're really grateful for. And not only you, with peers. And, you know, I really admire that you do it, because also when I met you in Denmark, I was like, oh, someone else like me that is doing all this stuff, because we had the chats about these things, I remember. And you are a living example of that.
For sure. Now, Hong Kong, we both travel. So, yeah, I encourage everybody who have that feeling of get on the right mindset, do the little things. It does make a difference in the long run, for sure.
Yeah. And you might not want to start a business. You might want to live a life where you have your own farm with growing your own vegetables. Now, that can be also a goal, what you're having.
Great. This was great, Auslan. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So once again, so I'd just like to recap, your podcast is called Bridging, right?
Bridging.
Yes. And the book is called The Student. Are you the student?
Yeah, I always thought I'm a teacher, but I came across the fact I'm actually a student.
All right. So from here, we encourage everybody to take a look at your podcast website, or then take a look at the book. It can be found on Amazon, right?
Yeah, you can just write The Student Özlem Özkan, or you go to my website, oskanozlem.com. You can find everything there.
Great. All right. Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you so much again. And I hope I'll catch with you again soon. All the best.
Thank you so much, Javier, and all the best to you. Keep up creating good work and putting yourself out there. We need you.
Thank you.